In late 2022, he came out of the shadows. There are now several videos of Prigozhin at work, with his forces on the ground and trying to sign up new recruits. Prigozhin also published this statement claiming that he founded the group back in 2014. He officially registered the company as a consulting business and opened up a flashy new headquarters in St. Petersburg.
Which is significant not only for being Wagner's first official headquarters, first formal existence on paper and on property, but also for the fact that it is located on Russian soil, where PMCs are technically illegal.
Now, Prigozhin's relationship with Putin goes back to the 1990s. They're from the same city of St. Petersburg, where Prigozhin went from selling hot dogs to owning several restaurants. And Putin was a regular customer. After becoming president, he brought along some pretty well-known dignitaries, and Prigozhin picked up the nickname of Putin's chef. Soon, he was scoring some pretty lucrative catering contracts, including for the Russian military. Over the years, he's become super rich, politically influential, and has built up a media empire, too.